Carbon County Library System Board of Directors held a special meeting Wednesday to, once again, discuss personnel. Board Chair Joyce Mankey began the meeting at 11:32 a.m., and by 11:34, the board moved to adjourn into executive session. Library System Director Jacob Mickelson, citing the library's own bylaws, requested to be included in that session.
Okay. I would ask to be included off the bat, citing Article 8 of our own bylaws, stating that the director has the right to speak on all issues before the board.
Mankey denied Mickelson's request after Carbon County Deputy Attorney Ashley Mayfield Davis read from another section of the bylaws.
Article 4, Section 1, Regular Meetings. It indicates library director shall be present at all board meetings except when his or her salary, employment, or performance is being discussed in executive session.
With that, the board entered into executive session, leaving Mickelson along with several other library employees and members of the public waiting for the next hour and 45 minutes. The board reemerged from executive session at 12:48 p.m., noting no action was taken. Once back in the regular meeting, Board Secretary Patty Hayes made a motion for Attorney Davis to, quote, move forward with the personnel matters. The motion passed unanimously. Board member Linda Fleming then made a motion that Treasurer Mike Morrell be appointed as a contact person in the event Mickelson were to be absent.
I move that Mike be made the contact person for any absences Jake might have, and we'll make contact with Mike, well, too.
Very regularly.
I don't know. You're going to have to write that in a shorter motion.
Maybe Ashley can put
So via email or text.
Email or text, yes.
So the motion would be to appoint Mike Morrell as the point of contact for the director in email or text in any absences, plus any staff here that you need to contact.
After Secretary Hayes clarified that motion, it passed unanimously. 2 minutes after coming out of executive session, the board adjourned at 12:50. Because discussions in executive session are considered confidential by law, it's not entirely clear why a motion was made regarding absences, or whether any discussions behind closed doors tied back to Mankey's efforts earlier this year to force Mickelson out of his job. As previously reported by Bigfoot 99 in January 2018, Mankey said she, quote, offered Mickelson a demotion to the position of Rollins branch manager. His other choice, he could leave the library system altogether.
But it was decided to offer the director the position of the Rollins branch manager that was revealed in open session, and that he requested a week to think that over, and he will be giving us his decision.
At the time, Mankey and then-treasurer Ann Terry Ezell alluded to a misuse of funds by Mickelson. However, Bigfoot 99 was unable to find evidence of this after going through the library system's statement of receipts and expenditures from July 2016 through December 2017, copies of the system's checking registers with Bank of Commerce from July 2016 through January 2018, and copies of every purchase made via the library's Amazon account from December 2016 through December 2017. Mankey's efforts to remove Mickelson from his position, despite no evidence he had committed a fireable offense, were only thwarted by the intervention of concerned library patrons and the abrupt resignation of two board members, including Ezell. It's unclear why Mankey seems to still have it out for Mickelson, but sources close to the situation suggest Mankey's behavior toward Mickelson is retaliatory, stemming from the December 2017 dismissal of Rollins branch manager Josh Wood. Since parting ways with the library system last year, Wood, on May 21st, 2018, pleaded guilty in Carbon County Circuit Court to the misdemeanor charge of promoting obscenity for the time period of July 2016 through December 2017, nearly the entire duration of his employment with the Carbon County Library system. It was brought against Wood after he took a series of lewd photographs of himself posing inside the Rollins Library, and then posted those photos on a sexually oriented website intended for adults only. In court, Wood waived his constitutional rights, including the right to have an attorney present, and entered a guilty plea. Wood was sentenced to 45 days in jail, suspended for 6 months on supervised probation. As part of his probation, Wood must refrain from use of all drugs and alcohol. He was also fined a total of $390, including court costs. Bigfoot99 reached out to Wood, but he declined to comment. Additionally, Bigfoot99 reached out to Mankey multiple times following yesterday's board meeting, but at the time of this report, messages left on both her home and cell numbers were not returned. Bigfoot99 also reached out to several other board members, including Hayes and Vice Chair Cindy Bloomquist. When asked if she noticed any animosity from members of the board toward Mickelson, Bloomquist did acknowledge some, but when asked, said she couldn't confirm if it was related to Wood's dismissal.
I can't say the reason that animosity is there, and I think it can be obvious. Nobody wants to come to every library board meeting, but it's there in a public meeting.
It is unclear what yesterday's meeting will mean for Mickelson's future as the director of the Carbon County Library System, but Mankey was recently reappointed to her position as board chair during the May 15th meeting of the board of County Commissioners. Mankey, along with Hayes, was reappointed to a 3-year term expiring June 2021. According to the county's minutes, the commissioners have historically appointed library board members in June. Mankey's tenure on the board has featured a considerable amount of turmoil. In 2016, she clashed with library administrators in an open meeting as the system grappled with county funding cuts. Criticisms included Mankey going beyond the charge of the board in providing guidelines for the director and meddling in operations. I'm Callie O'Hare, reporting.